Evening, everyone. Wonderful to be here. I think that you, what's it, congregation number three. So we're getting through them slowly, but it's wonderful. And thank you very much, Carl and Delia, for inviting us and having us and being such great hosts to us. And we had a great lunch, by the way. And so thank you very much. And I think you can speak. Maybe I'll take that.
Okay, so I know that this is, there are many different people here with different backgrounds, even different church backgrounds here tonight. And maybe for some of you, you've just got born again. Others, you've been in church a long time. And so we are here, we've been invited to minister in the prophetic. And so for some of you, this might be something like fortune telling. Many people today go to fortune tellers. Why? Because they want to hear the future. Because they want to. The scripture says that in the heart of man is the need to know eternity. So I would. This is not fortune telling today. This is the gift of prophecy where God, through the Holy Spirit, reveals to each one of us by the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom, things that are past, present, or future. Okay, so people ask, what is the difference between fortune telling and prophecy? The difference is the source. The one is the source is the kingdom of darkness. The other source is the kingdom of God. Amen. The one builds and encourages. It, the effect that prophecy should have on our lives is calling us closer to God, according to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 to 3. And sometimes God might speak into our lives creatively in terms of the future, of things we don't yet know of or not aware of. But then he prepares us for that, or otherwise he might speak past or he might speak present.
Thank you. If you watch us, we work like this together. And I want you to know that it's not about us. If you have been here before, we're just the postman. We get the letter and then we give it to you. So when you get a letter from your postman, you don't go and hug your postman. Thank you, postman, for this letter. Okay, he's only responsible to deliver it well. Okay, that's all he does. He's got to make sure he doesn't crumple it up, that he gives it to the right person. So that's what we are. So don't ever look at us, just always look at Jesus. Okay, because it's not a natural gift, it's a supernatural gift. If we don't get anything from the Holy Spirit, we've got nothing. So we're reliant all the time to hear from the Lord, not because of us, but because he loves you so much that he will even use a donkey sometimes, okay, to speak to people. Amen.
And also we know in part, therefore we prophesy in part. So once you've received something, you bring it before the Lord, record it on your phone, you bring it, and you are praying over it all the time. We don't have all the answers. The Holy Spirit doesn't show us everything. He might show us a part. I'll just give you an example. And everyone can relate to this. People want to maybe hear about their finances and how things can turn around for them. And they want to hear that they're going to be great millionaires and God is going to do all these things. Okay. But then there's hidden conditions. What is the hidden condition? You know, that the Lord wants you to be a good steward. He wants you to tithe faithfully, wants you to give, you know, there's, so that's when we know in part, we prophesy in part, you get the other part from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and so Janet and I work differently. Janet's in the office of the prophet, and so she prophesies the future, and she's been ordained by major ministries. I'm prophetic, and so I get a word, mainly a word of knowledge, so that's why we work well together.
Good. Okay, so if you've got any questions afterward, you can ask Carl and Delia. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we just bless you. We ask your Holy Spirit to come and speak. We present ourselves to you. And Thank you so much for just playing in the background for us. And yes, so I pray for this family here, and your names are? Candace and Jody. Okay. Thank you, Lord. And we just bless Candace and Jody tonight, Lord. And as I just look at you, I see as parents that you have really commanded your family well. I see just as Abraham was obedient to sacrifice his son. I really just see that you have committed your family to God and said, Lord, they are yours, amen, and you can do with them what you want to. I also see concerning the priest Eli, who didn't command his family well and didn't command his sons well, and they grew up to be reprobates. And I really feel that the Lord says to you tonight, as parents, that your sons are going to grow up and they're going to do mighty things for God. Amen. Even at this very young age, and they are going to be known in the community. They're going to be known for the grace and the anointing on their lives. And the Lord wants you to know as a couple that whatever you need financially for them, for the future, God has provided it. Amen. And so you can just put those plans before God and just believe him, trust him, amen, and he has made a way, amen, for them to have the best because of the sacrifices and the sacrifice that you made concerning them when you were young parents.
Yeah, and I really feel for you, brother, that it's like you've made a decision that your family is going to be different from the family that you grew up with. You said, Lord, I don't want to be the same. I want to be different. I want my children to be different. And the Lord's heard you, and you've ministered well. You've stood well, and the Lord wants you to know that he commends you tonight for standing well, because you never really had a good example. And young man, I just really feel that Lord saying to you, your dad's not always right, but he's your dad. And the Lord wants you to respect and honor, because the Bible says, honor your parents and it'll be well with you and you'll have a long life. And sometimes our parents don't always get it right. But we always need to honor them. Not because God never says to us, well, I'll give you this guy and he's going to be the best guy. And he says, I'm going to give you a parent and he's going to love you. And your dad loves you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I just say thank you. And your name is? Liam. And Lord, we just bless Liam, Lord, and thank you for the destiny that you have ahead for him, Lord. And I see two things for you. I see a lot of sport, there's something about sports, but I also see computers, and I see that there's going to come a time where you're going to have to choose one or the other. Amen. Because you have a brain, a computing kind of brain, but you also have a talent for sports. Amen. And Lord is saying, as you trust him and listen to the wisdom of your parents, amen, God is really going to prosper you and he's going to bless you. And I really just see for you, young man, that you are also in the kind of in the stage of your life where you have to really choose certain things. You having to really make some life choices. Amen. And the Lord says to you, just choose life. Choose life. Amen. God's going to give you that grace to choose life. Amen. And as you choose life, you're going to just see how everything you desire and everything that you need and everything that you want, God is going to give to you. Amen. Because he has it all. And where the enemy would say, well, look to the world or look to this, or God has it all, amen. And you're going to step in. You have a strong leadership gifting on your life, and you're going to step into some really wonderful things in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
I like to see shoes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there somebody by the name of Ron or Ronald? Ron, Ronnie, Ron, Ron, a child or a second name, something like that. Ronnie, Ron, I keep getting the name Ron, Ron, Ronald. Just think about it, you might work with somebody by that name. Just somebody by the name of Ron or Ronald. Somebody had a bad experience with a Ron or a Ronald. Just think about it and you can tell me just now. Normally when we bring these names up, there's some association. People don't always want to come forward. So thank you, Lord. We just praise you. Okay, let's pray for you, young lady. Would you like to come forward? Okay, your name is? Tiana.
Tiana.
Okay. Lord, we just bless you today, Lord, and we just thank you. And Father, we thank you for her heart, Lord. We just thank you for what you are doing inside of her. And Lord, we just bless her today. And thank you, Lord. And so we just bless her, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for that which you have ahead for her. Thank you for your grace upon her, Lord, for your favor, Lord, and for your goodness towards her. God's really going to show you his goodness towards you. Amen. And you're going to have a real testimony going forward.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just praise you. Okay, let's pray for this family here. Would you like to come forward? No. Okay, your names are? Wesley, Michelle and Wesley. Okay. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for bringing them here to this house, Lord. And Father, we thank you for all that you have for them. I see a lot of pressures on you, and these are pressures that every family goes through, everyday pressures. I see pressures in terms of finances, pressures in terms of the job, pressures in terms of even like a budget, pressures in terms of just general everyday living pressures that people go through. Amen. And I see there's lots of balls that you're having to kind of negotiate and work around, and you know, and I really see that the Lord is saying to you that he's going to make a way. Amen. That you can really trust him. He's going to make a way. I feel that the Lord is saying to you, brother, that there's going to come a real change in your work situation. That God has got bigger doors, if I can put it that way. I see some like expansion for you. Doors that are going to open for you. And even
please. Sister, I really feel that somehow the Lord wants you to know that the past is the past. Okay. So many times you look back with regret at things, but things happen to all of us. God wants you to know. He knows everything. He sees everything. And He doesn't want you to look back. Must look forward. Because when we look back, we get into regret. When we look forward, too far forward, you get into fear. Okay. So He doesn't want you to look too far forward. Because you'd like to plan. You like to see it ahead. And you want it all organized and work it all out. And what's saying? He can work it out better than you can. So can you let go?
So, Lord, we just say thank you that you're bringing them together as a family in a new way. Amen. And that God just cements what He wants to do here. Amen. And just brings a new, fresh unity and understanding. Amen. That these children would really grow up and that they would know the hand of God and that they would know the provision of God. Amen. And that they would be able to have everything that as children they desire, amen, within reason. And so, Lord, we say thank you. I just want you to just take your husband's hand and just... And so, Lord, we say thank you tonight, Lord. Father, we ask you, Father, that everything that would try and come between them, Lord, we say thank you for your Spirit upon them, amen, and that there would come even a release of hearts in a new way. And we say thank you, Lord. Father, we say thank you that what God has joined together here, no man will put asunder. And that these children will be able to live in peace and security, knowing, Lord, that your hand is upon this house in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And your son's quite a determined character.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, and are you two together? Okay, all right. Would you like to come and... Okay, and your names are?
Jillian and Antonia.
Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for them tonight. We just bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you. And I see you as really good deacons in the house. Amen. And this is like the first stepping stones to something bigger. Amen. And I feel that the Lord is saying that there's always a time and a season for promotion. Don't look for promotion too early, amen, because if we're not ready for it, the enemy comes in and he attacks us. But I really see the Lord is saying it's in the little things, that the unseen things that God is testing, that God is proving, and it's those things that... are so valuable to Him, amen. And I see that you have served in places where others haven't wanted to serve, amen. And this is a blessing to God, amen. And I really just see that, this is the congregation where God has called you to, amen. And this is where you must stay. This is where you must serve, amen. So that He can raise you up, and that you've got children?
No, not yet.
Oh, I see two wonderful children, and yes, I just see these little, you're going to be very good parents. I see very, very good parents, and these little kids being really raised up in the Lord, amen, and coming forth at a young and an early age, amen.
I say, you're not supposed to hatch-patch and dispatch, you know. But Janet does prophesy over children, and we've seen many come forth. And brother, I see you like to hide. You're a hider. You don't want to confront. It's easier for you to go and hide in the background, and you don't say anything. But the problem is when you process it internally, it doesn't always process the right way. And I'm not saying you need to speak sometimes, to speak what you feel. And God wants you to say, that's how I feel. And there's nothing wrong with feeling and nothing wrong with expressing your feeling. Then your wife will understand you. But at the moment, you just hide. It's easier. The Lord doesn't want you to hide anymore. Time for hiding is over. Amen.
May the Lord bless you. Amen. And your communication. Amen. Okay, let's pray for this gentleman with the check shirt here. Yes, and the... And your name is? Zana.
Zonda.
Zonda. Zonda. Oh, Zonda, yes. Okay, Zonda. Very nice name. Thank you, Lord. You married? Not yet. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just bless Thunder tonight, Lord. And Father, we just say thank you for him. Thank you for your spirit on him, Lord. And Father, we say thank you that you're going to open unto him the understanding of God as Father. Amen. And in many ways, see maybe a bit of your father model or your father image wasn't as it should have been. Amen. And this has left disappointment and even hurt. And there's some things that you struggle in terms of hearing God and trusting God for. Amen. And the Lord's going to do a new thing in you. Amen. God wants to set you free in really understanding God as Father. Amen. And knowing the love of God as Father. Amen. And I feel, I see, you know, that in the years to come that you'll make a very good father. So everything that you lost out on. I don't know why I feel maybe there was a death or something early on in your life. This really has hurt you. And yeah, but God is going to show himself as a strong father to you.
I don't know why, but I really feel you don't like your work, do you?
No.
You see why you're not doing what God's called you to do. You've kind of settled for something that you never dreamt to have. And God wants you to, not too late. The Lord wants you to know it's not too late to live your dream, because he's given you a dream and you've kind of settled for something that is not you. And so just trust him. Just pray and ask him to show you, Lord, I need to go where you've got for me. And I believe the Lord is saying to you tonight, he'll give you your dream. Because he put the dream in you. He'll give you your dream, but don't settle for less. Amen.
Yes, amen. So I hope your boss isn't in here tonight. Eh?
His boss here said he doesn't like his work.
Yes, well. Okay, thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pray for that couple at the back there, the lady in the brown, yes, and the gentleman with the check shirt. So, Lord, we just bless Shirley and Conrad tonight, Lord. And Father, we just thank you that even though they be two very different people, even with different cultures and things like that, Lord, we thank you tonight that you are giving them a fresh start, Lord. That, Lord, you make the crooked places straight and... is you just get that counsel that things are going to be broken. Amen. And things are going to change for you going forward. Amen. And it's like, God is saying to you that He wants to do a new thing. Amen. And as we just humble ourselves and as we seek to understand, amen, God does what He needs to do. But this other thing, you need to get it sorted out because it's something spiritual that is holding you back. Amen. And
yeah, I just feel to break every word that is spoken against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cancel every word that is spoken against them in the name of Jesus. We bind up everything in the spirit, Lord, that would come against them and to bring disunity in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that this union is sealed in the spirit and it's sealed in heaven. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, family, have not come into agreement. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're in agreement in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes. Amen. Okay. Thank you. So we're still looking for Ron or Ronald. And he's either son or a cousin or... And you've had a bad experience with a Ron or a Ronald. So I will keep pushing you until you... Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, there's a lady sitting at the back there, second from the end next to the lady in the green. And you are... Yes? Wow. Okay, and is that your son next to you?
No, my son's in the white.
In the white, okay. Good deal. Bring your son here. And your name is?
Janine.
And what's your boy's name?
Zach.
Thank you, Lord.
No, I've never been married. Huh? Never been married.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. And your name?
Janine.
Lord, we just bless Janine tonight, Lord, and we just say thank you for her, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in and through her. And I just see that the Lord says to you tonight that He's not a God of disappointment. He's not a God who disappoints. He's not a God of broken promises. He's not a God that doesn't meet our expectations, amen. But somehow the enemy is lying to you concerning the things of God. Somehow the enemy is lying to you concerning what God has got for you and His plans and His purposes, amen. And I really feel that the Lord is saying to you that He's calling you back, amen. He wants to put on you a fresh fire, amen. And as you really seek Him, as you put your faith out and as you really start to trust Him again, amen, some things are going to change in your life. I see in many ways things are going backwards. And the Lord is saying He's calling you back, amen, so that you can move forwards, amen. And you must make that decision to... really make the effort, if I can put it this way, because Lord, we just say thank you, amen. You'll find yourself in very, very difficult circumstances in the future if you don't. It's like the Lord is warning you, and it'll be very hard to find a way back, amen. And so, Lord, I ask you tonight, you're also a lady who dreams. God is going to speak to you in dreams, amen, in a wonderful way. And this is going to confirm some things. And at first you might feel fear, but this is God speaking to you. And these are warning dreams about what He wants to do with you. And okay.
I just felt the Lord wanting you to know that He chose you. You didn't choose Him. He chose you. And even though there was a season when you went through that, you actually kind of blamed God in a way for what happened. And the Lord wants you to know it wasn't Him. It wasn't Him. It was the enemy that tried to destroy your life. But the Lord has been with you all this time. And no matter, even though you walk away from Him, He'll walk with you. He's always been in step with you, and He'll continue to be in step with you. As long as you continue to speak to Him and follow Him. Okay. And He's with you. He saw you right from the beginning. Amen. Young man, I just want to pray with you. I just want to break fear over your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just take authority over fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I command it to loose his mind in the name of Jesus. I silence the voice of the enemy that lies to you. Brings you into fear. Brings you into fear. We break its power out over his life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. No longer fear will harass you. Thank you, Lord. Even in his sleep, for his sleep, I thank you for good sleep tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Good sleep. Good sleep. Silence that voice right now. Always telling you you're not good enough. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just bless him. Amen. And thank you. God has a good future for you. Amen. God has a good future. And the Lord wants to tell you that he's got no favorites. Amen. God has got no favorites. We're all his favorites. Amen. And he knows everything about you. Amen. Thank you. Super. Okay, let's pray for that couple at the back there, the gentleman with the gray beard and the lady with the blue scarf. And your name, sir? Struan. We had a friend, Struan, and he passed away. Not a common name. So, Lord, we just bless Jackie and Struan tonight, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for them, Lord. And I feel, Struan, that there's many things on your agenda, many things in life on your agenda that maybe are taking your full focus off the Lord and what he has for you in his kingdom and serving in his kingdom. And I feel that God wants to just rearrange your life in some ways, rearrange your activities. I don't know if it's your job or your interests or something like that. But God wants to bring a whole refocusing. That's the word I get, a whole refocusing, because he wants to use you more and more in his kingdom. Amen. But it's like the scripture says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. Amen. And there's some things that your wife has been praying about and calling before the Lord. Amen. And I just see that God is saying that he wants to put a new heart in you. Amen. I feel you kind of wants to really make you and your wife one in the spirit. Amen. That you really be one in the spirit, and that be one in the way you pray together, be one in the way you communicate. Amen. Be one in your agreement concerning even the word of God and many things. Amen. And the Lord is saying that if we are prepared to die to these things, God raises them up again, amen, in a much more powerful, powerful way, amen. And
It's Jackie. I just see Jackie, it's kind of you've had lots of disappointments, okay? You've faced many disappointments, and you've kind of seen pray, and you haven't always seen your prayers come to pass. And kind of question, well, why? I can pray, but I don't see it coming to pass. And the Lord wants you to know that He has heard you, okay? Sometimes when we pray, we pray the answer we want, not the answer God's got. So I really feel the Lord saying you need to change the way you pray. Not pray what you want, but ask the Lord what He wants. And as you start praying that, you come into agreement with what He has to say, and you'll see He'll answer your prayers. But when we tell God what we want, sometimes they're not good enough, not good for us. So He doesn't do it. So the Lord wants you to do it. He doesn't want you to be disappointed. He wants to see you have your prayers answered and to see the solutions that you're always looking for. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Yes, here's the answer. Reynold Ron has appeared.
Reynold Ron.
Okay. And your brother and your dad. So when we hear by the Spirit and we don't get everything 100%, so here she's come with Reynold. So I was getting Reynold. So thank you, Lord. And your brother and your father. We bless them today, Lord. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you for them, Lord, that you're going to do a new thing between them. Amen. God is just going to do a new thing and a new knitting of hearts and a melting of hearts and a really setting free. Amen. And I feel that the Lord says to daughter, that He's going to give you prophetic songs for them. And as you start to sing, in the private place, in your quiet time, you're going to sing prophetically over them. And the Lord says, as you step out in this, you are going to begin to see real change, because it's the Spirit and it's the Word, amen, as you're singing. And you've really been trusting God for them. And even at times you've said, Lord, I don't know what to do, amen, and and I really see the Lord is saying this is your answer, amen, as you begin to sing and you begin to call them back in, call them together, there's going to come a great unity, amen, there's going to come a great fusing together, you're going to see them in the kingdom of God, serving together. But the Lord says, daughter, I've put my word on your lips, amen. And as you sing prophetically, I see them just coming. These words are, and the Lord is going to hasten it, amen. And what, took 10 years will take 1 year. God will quicken it, amen, as you are faithful, as the Spirit comes upon you, amen, just to prophesy and to sing over them.
Yeah, and I see that you've got quite a large family. I'm seeing a large family. A lot of interaction. You have lots of interaction with your family. Not like they're distant. You're always with your family. But many, many times that what we do is we try and share Jesus with them. And sometimes we need to be silent and rather show them Jesus. And when you do that, they're going to see Jesus in you. And you'll make a difference. Okay. I think I beat more people out of the kingdom than I got into the kingdom. And so just God wants you just to be you. Just all you have to be you, be the kind person, the nice person you are. And as you interact them, you will influence them just by you being there, because you carry the Spirit of God with you. Amen.
Many things ahead, and what needs to be fixed. I see you traveling this night.
Okay, hallelujah. Okay, so yes, I remember you guys. So as I look at you, I've just had my teeth done and I owe a lot of money. I should have come to you. No, I'm teasing you. Thank you, Lord. And what's your names again?
Kevin and Mandy.
Yes, that's right. Kevin and Mandy. Thank you, Lord. We just bless Kevin and Mandy, Lord, and thank you for their faithfulness, and thank you that they've been here so many years, Lord. And Father, thank you that God doesn't see as man sees, amen. Man doesn't see as God sees, amen. And he sees the many, many even sacrifices that you've made that others have not seen, amen. And things that you've done in secret, but even many tongues have judged you, amen. And because of who you are as a couple, amen. And you've weathered many storms. That's what I'm seeing. But I really feel as well that I see that you'll always have, obviously, your practice. But I see that there's something about ministry that God wants to release you more into. I don't know why. There's something of a traveling gift or something that you're going to be doing, and you'll go to various communities and just share and help build up and strengthen. And I feel, brother, there's something that God has put on your heart for the church that hasn't fully been realized, or it's a project or something that he's speaking to you about that hasn't fully manifest or you know, and the Lord is just saying, keep working on that, keep trusting him, and at the right time, the appointed time, because this is part of what God wants to do in and through you in many communities. Amen. So, sister, just keep praying and being that intercessor, that the women's minister that you are. Amen. The blessing to the women, and God has still got great plans for you as a couple. Amen.
Yeah, and brother, I see that God wants to lift your expectation. You've kind of settled in a place of not too much. Kind of, I think you get comfortable in the, you know, comfortable where you are. But the Lord wants to change your expectation. He wants you to start thinking big again. Start awakening the things that you've put down. He wants to awaken it again, because now, before it wasn't the season or the time, but now it's the season and now it's the time. So start to awaken those things again.
Amen. Okay, let's pray for this young man here. And is that your girlfriend or?
Yes.
Okay. And your names are?
James and Crystal.
James and Crystal.
Kristen.
Kristen. Thank you, Lord. Just bless James tonight, and we say thank you for what you have on his life, Lord. And God has really put a gift inside of you. Amen. He's really, I see you stand out in a crowd, and you really have a heart for others to be blessed. You're a very giving young man. I see that you would really go the extra mile in many ways, and you have a heart for the youth. You have a heart for the broken. That's what I'm seeing, and I see many burdens. You carry burdens concerning people in your heart. It's something that you pick up and you carry that burden, and I really see that God is developing you into a wonderful young man. Amen. I really see he's developing you into a strong leader. Amen. And Lord, we just ask you that you will keep this relationship in balance. Amen. That you'll always put God first. Amen. And that as you put God first, and you, whatever the future will be, you let God decide that. Amen.
Yeah, young man, I don't know, it seems that you've got big shoes to fill. In other words, I don't know what your dad does or what, but he set you a high standard. He set you a very high standard. And the Lord wants you to know that he's called you to be you and not to be your dad. You don't have to be him. He's made you unique. He's called you as you are. You can just walk in your own shoes. And they're your size. They fit you perfectly. Just walk in what God's given you. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay, so let's pray for you two. And is that your daughter with you? What? All four? Okay, so if you'd all like to stand, I'm not saying that we'll pray for all four, but definitely the two of you. So come forward and... Yes, Bill sees all the different color hair. Come in front here. Sure. Hope you've got lots of insurance policies for all these weddings.
If you were La Bola, you'd be fine.
And your names are?
Sabra and Celeste.
Oh. Okay, and do you homeschool your children?
No.
Not? Wow. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just bless Sabrant and Celeste tonight, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for your hand on them. We thank you, Lord, even for their parenting style. Amen. You have a very unique parenting style. That's what I'm seeing. Very unique. And people often say to you, how do you manage? How do you manage even in this day and this age? And I see as a couple that you're very reliant on the Lord, very reliant for your provision. You're very reliant. You're also very reliant in terms of hearing God for each of your daughters and for where they should be in the future. And I see like this covering over your family. There's like this umbrella, and it starts with you two, amen. And I feel even at times people have criticized and said, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that. But you've heard from God concerning them, amen. And you're really going to see the fruit in the years ahead, amen. And these girls are all very, very different. They're very, very different. Their personalities are very different. But they're going to really grow up as very tall trees and real achievers. That's what I'm seeing, real achievers. And so, one or two of them might not be showing it now, but I see in the future real achievers, amen. The Lord commends you as a couple tonight. Amen. I feel he commends you. Commends you, and particularly you as the mother. Amen. I see you lots of prayers and intercession for these girls. Amen. And they're going to grow up as tall trees, fine young women.
Yeah, and Sabrina, I see that you're a very protective dad. You want to protect your daughters. And there's one of them that's particularly is on your heart and concerns you. And the Lord wants you to know that he's going to look after it. You don't have to be so worried about it, okay? He's got it all in control. And sometimes maybe you need to just be a little bit less protective. Because he's got it in control because you've brought them up well. Okay, they know the Lord and they understand the Lord. And he's got his hand on them and he'll look after them.
Music in them as well. Lots of music. Okay, we'll go to that side now. Let's pray for you as a couple. Would you like to come forward? And your names are?
Anton
and Lindy.
Lindy. We just bless them and You also look like good deacons, eh? Lord, we just bless them tonight, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that I feel that the Lord says, if you will believe me, you will see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You'll see the goodness of the Lord. And God wants to bring you and your family into a place of prosperity. And you've achieved a certain level at the moment. But I see lots more that God wants to give you for the building of his kingdom. Amen. And I see that there are some projects that the Lord has put on your heart. There's some things that God is speaking to you about. And you've been saying, Lord, we're trusting this to come through for that kingdom project. Amen. And the Lord is going to make some very significant changes concerning your business and some connections going forward, because he really wants to open the windows of heaven. The Lord is saying to you that he's going to bless your bread and your water, even in very dry times when the economy is going down. Your personal economy of your business will increase because you've put the kingdom of God first. Amen. And so I see also some of your family members that are going to work with you in the business. And there's like a passing down generationally of wealth here. Amen. And so start to pray into this. Start to prepare for it. Amen. Because God wants to really expand what he's doing in and through you as a couple.
So Bronte. Anton, I see stewardship over you. God has given you, you're a good steward. You know how to look after stuff. You're a good steward. So God commends you for your stewardship. But now God wants you to take another level. He wants you to partner with him. And when you partner with him, the things that he's called you to build, the things that he's called you to do, he will supernaturally multiply whatever you need to make it happen. But you need to partner with him and ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to join you with? And as you do that, you're going to see a miracle after miracle, because you know stewardship, and God blesses stewardship. God blesses stewardship.
Thank you. So many words God speaks into the future, and when you go to a fortune teller and they speak about your future, if any of you have been, which some of you have, or to a sangoma, then and they'll speak about the future and you say, yes, oh, and you agree with that. But often when we come into the kingdom of God and we receive a prophetic word about our future, we think, no, I can't relate to that. and that's not the way we should receive it, because you see, God's word is creative. So when we're speaking prophetically, God is speaking to the future and it's creative, okay? And he wants our agreement with it, okay? So let's pray for this couple at the back here. Do you like to come? Also with prophecy, where we tend to go wrong is we receive it emotionally, based on our emotions. And that's where we get into trouble, okay? Because we can't always understand the things of the spirit with the mind. That's why we have to record it, write it out, keep praying about it. Paul told Timothy to wage warfare about his prophecies and really pray into it. Okay, your name? So?
D.
D and?
Hilter. Hilter.
Hilter.
Hilter.
Hilter. I'm a little bit tone deaf, so Dean Yulter, Lord, and you married?
Yes.
Okay, married to one wife, eh? Father, we bless Dean Yulter tonight, Lord, and Father, we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you that you see their hearts tonight, Lord, and you even see some struggles that this sister is going through, and even some decisions, amen, that have to be made, amen. And I really see that the Lord says to you tonight that he works all things to good, for the good to those that love him, amen. I just see there's something in terms of your employment or your job or something like that, amen. But God is changing. He's got you in a season of change, amen. And the Lord is saying that he's going to open some new doors for you. And it's going to be something that is going to really expand you in creativity and expand you in influence. God wants to, there's something deep in your heart. I feel that you've been saying, Lord, I would love to do this, but have never really had the opportunity. Amen. And I really see that God has heard that cry. Amen. I feel it's something that would even change your career choice, or, you know, it's like something creative. You're a very creative person. Amen. And I really see that, like the Lord spoke to Job, he said, make plans, counting on God to bless. Amen. And God is going to put some counsel around you, wisdom around you, the wisdom of your husband. And I see both of you coming into agreement about this. And the Lord wants to really show you his goodness in this. You've been going, both of you have been going through a bit of a dry time. I see a bit of a parched desert here, you know. And God wants to show you his goodness, amen, in the land of the living.
And I really see that you guys have an ability to work together. I don't know how you work together. You kind of do things together. But at the season which you're going through, it's like I see one rowing one way and another one rowing another way. God wants you to start to row together. And because when you do that, you're a powerful team. You're absolutely powerful. And it's coming into agreement. When the two of you come into agreement, it's like rowing, you know what I'm saying? It's powerful. But when you row against each other, you battle. But I can see that you can work together. It's been your success of your marriage, just working together as a team.
Bless them, Lord. Amen. Bless you. Okay, let's pray for this gentleman here. Pia. And Lord, we just bless Pia tonight, and we just thank you for him, Lord. And Father, we thank you as well for the Barnabas anointing on him, which is the son of the encourager. Amen. And I see you like to encourage people. I see you're good. You're a good communicator. You're good relationally. I see also you trustworthy. You're a trustworthy man. Amen. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Pia and Charmaine today, Lord. And Father, we say thank you for what you're going to do, amen, for your grace upon them for this season, amen. And the Lord says you are not less, amen, you are not less. He wants you to know that you are not less. And Lord, we say thank you that you make all things whole here. God will bring this wholeness that there needs to come. Amen. God will bring this wholeness.
Yeah, and I can't quite understand it, but I'm going to give you what I feel. I feel there's something in your background. There's something in your background that keeps holding you back. I don't know what it is. But it's something in your background that the Lord wants you to let go of, because it's kind of holding you back. It's limiting you where you are and limiting you where you need to be with God. So that's something you have to deal with. And that's between you and the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am you, Lord. Amen. There's this young man over here. Where is he? Yes. You two. Are you a couple? Would you like to come forward? Okay, your names are?
Kate.
Nathan. And Nathan. Thank you, Lord. We just bless Kate and Nathan. This is your church? Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Lord, we say thank you that you have so much more for them, Lord. And I feel, brother, that there's something of like a call of God on your life. I feel that in your generations previous or something that your family line really served God. The men and women that really served God, and also something in music. There's something in music. And the Lord wants to really, he's got his hand on you, amen. And he really wants, you're going to step into something very, very powerful. It's like you've got this half and half, but the Lord says, no, it's 100%, amen. And as you step into it in the future, amen, it's going to really, you've got an amazing anointing, amen. I see you can teach, I can see you can play music, amen. You're a good leader, you're good relationally, like in many ways, you're an all-rounder, amen. And you're at this age, you're young, but you're very mature, amen. And so, the Lord is saying to you, guard and protect, amen. Guard and protect the things that are in you and that which he has for you, amen.
And I kind of see that in a way the enemy keeps lying to you about the past. I don't know what it is. And the Lord just wants you to know that the past is the past. You've brought it before him. He's heard you. And he says he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness and never to remember it again. The only one that will remind you is the enemy. Okay. And just trust the Lord. Okay. It's gone.
And your name?
Kate.
We just bless Kate tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I see a love for children. No, I see you very good with children, and children trust you. Amen. And I really see that you don't have kids. Eh? Yeah, you're going to be a really good mother. And I just see all these beautiful little children, and I don't know what season of your life you're going through or whatever, but I just see if just get involved with the children. Get involved with the children. That's what I'm seeing. And as you build into their lives, amen, God is saying as you sow into their lives, you are making space for what he wants to do with you and your future. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's pray for these beautiful young ladies here, the three of you, and you are really good friends, eh?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. Well, you look like you really. So, who did you come together with, the three of you? Or?
I'm kind of visiting here from Wellington.
Hey. Wow, you're from Wellington. Okay, and your name is? Michaela.
Kayla.
Lord, bless Kayla today, Lord, and thank you for her, Lord. Thank you. Thank you also for your hand on her. Kayla, God has even spoken to you about ministry, amen, in the years ahead, and he really has got his hand on you, and I don't know if you're trusting for an overseas trip or something like that, but God's going to open the doors. Amen. God's going to open the doors. And I don't know why I feel that you're going to go overseas and you're going to study at maybe one of the, you know, the LEAP organizations or LEAP schools or something like that. And as God prepares you for what he's got ahead. Amen. So the Lord says to you tonight, write the vision down. Write the vision down. Exactly what you're trusting God for in this. And you're going to see at the appointed time, it will speak. That's Habakkuk 2 verse 2. Amen. God's got his hand on your life. And he wants you to know that you're a blessing. Amen. And you're a blessing to your family. You're a blessing to your church. You're a very good servant. That's what I'm seeing. And you're a blessing to your body.
Yeah, and I kind of see you processing this word and kind of thinking, weighing it, you know, but the Lord wants you to know that nothing's by accident. It wasn't by accident you were here tonight. Not that you were the very night that we're here, all the way from Wellington. So tonight's a divine appointment with you. So take the word that the Lord's given you. Trust him for it and you'll see it all come to pass. Because his promises are yea and amen.
Thank you, Lord. And we just bless you girls. Amen. And God has got so much more for you. Amen. And you're really going to find your place in Molnerton. God's really going to use you there. Amen. And your name is? Megan. And is this your boy? And this is your husband? Carl. Okay, thank you, Lord. We just bless this family tonight, Lord, and thank you. We just thank you for your grace on them. Amen. And I feel the Lord says to you tonight as a family, there's grace for every struggle. Amen. There's some things that are out of alignment, but God is going to bring... I feel it's like there's been some things that have hit you as a family unexpectedly. Amen. Some situations that have come against you unexpectedly. Amen. And some challenges, some things that you're really having to work out. And I just see the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Amen. And the Lord is saying to you tonight, as you ask God and you say, Lord, what can we do? How can we change in this? Amen. God's going to give you the wisdom to work your way through it. Amen. There will be grace, but it's going to require a prayer that says, Lord, how can we change? What do you need to do in us? Amen. What do you need to do in us? Amen. And as you do that, you're really going to see, you're going to come through this thing. And whatever the enemy has meant for destruction, God is going to turn it around for good. Amen.
It's Carl, huh? You internalize things. You take everything very serious and you internalize it. In fact, sometimes you're very hard on yourself. You kind of end up blaming yourself in many ways. And then you become the victim. And victims never become victors. And so the Lord wants to change you the way you internalize it and not take it so much for yourself, but rather say, Lord, how can I work it out with you? And give me the solution. And you'll see as you do that, God's going to give you the solution. And you'll be the leader that God's called you to be. And you'll lead your family well. And you'll be the husband that God's called you to be. But you've got to get out of that cycle the enemy lies to us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Just this other young lady, I want to pray for you. Would you like to stand? Mm-hmm. You can come. And your name is?
Charlene.
Yeah, how old are you?
25.
And so the Lord blesses you tonight. Amen. And I see he's going to give you even more prophetic acumen and prophetic words. Amen. And I see even more words of knowledge. And the Lord is going to really develop you and he's going to grow you. Amen. And I just see the Lord is saying that there will come a time where many people will want the grace and the gifting, and there'll be a lot of demand on you going forward as your gifting develops, as the grace inside of you develops. Amen. But I see that, and as well, there will be some real pressure on you to go to move to another congregation, and then this one will ask you, come here, and that one. And the Lord is saying, is this your congregation? This
Edgemead 11.
That's where you must stay. Amen. That's where you must stay. It's very important that you stay in one, because the enemy would want to take advantage of you, and he wants you to submit there. He wants you to learn your P's and Q's there, get wisdom there. Amen. Learn through all the difficulties, and as you do that, amen, God will mature you, he will grow you, he will strengthen you, and you will really become a voice for him. Amen.
I'm just going to pray with you. Can I put my hand on your foot? Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just declare the past. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for new sight, new insight in the realm of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, new insight. All every other thing closed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We thank you that the source will always be you, amen, and that the revelation will be from you, Lord. And we bless her tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll pray for one last lady, and that's you at the back there. Mm-hmm. And your name is Kim. And is this your house? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just bless Kim tonight, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just bless her. We say thank you that you're the one who heals, and that you're the one who makes all things new. Amen. Against her. Lord, just come and just break the power of, if it's abandonment or whatever it is, Lord, we break the power of it. And Father, I just say thank you tonight, Lord, that you give her courage. God is going to give you courage, amen. And I see that the Lord says, if you will commit yourself 100% to the house of God and to the things of God, amen. You're going to be amazed how God is going to raise you up with women in the same situation as you. Amen. And there's going to be such a ministry to these young women. Amen. And Lord, we bless her tonight. And you're going to get to a place and stage where that thing that happened, amen, is it's going to be like water off a duck's back, because God is going to heal you in such an incredible way. Amen. Lord, we bless her tonight. We thank you for her, Lord.
I really feel the Lord saying to you that you found a home here and found a family. And as you come here and you join this family and you be part of this family, God's going to bring much healing to you. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We have really enjoyed being here. And we've ministered to really a lot of people. So when your back starts to, you know, your your physical body starts to tell you, stop now. We don't want to make a mistake with people. I know that everyone would love a word, and we would love to give everyone, but we don't want to make a mistake. So thank you so much, Carl. And let's just pray for you guys. Mm. And thank you to our brother who's played so faithfully. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Mm. And Lord, we just want to bless Carl and Delia tonight, Lord. And thank you, Father, for their leadership. Thank you, Lord, for what you have raised up in them, and for what you're continuing to raise up in them. And I really see it's a journey. I really see it's a journey, and I see it's each step of the journey, it's like the Lord is leading you and teaching you what to do. Amen. And I feel you might not have the maybe the mentor or you know, that you are needing that, but the Lord is saying to you that He is, the Holy Spirit will lead you, and you're really learning to hear God in the secret place. Amen. And as I looked at you earlier, I felt that the Lord is saying that the way you are starting out, and where you are, the growth of the journey and the growth of your leadership, the growth of who you are as people, in a year, 2, 3 is going to look quite different. Amen. And you're really going to grow up as very trusted leaders in this Josh Chen. Amen. That you're going to grow up as really trusted leaders. Amen. Because of humility and the sacrifice that you will have paid. And then I see it's like the Lord is going to even lead you in a time in the future into translocal ministry. Amen. And the Lord is saying just build into His people. Build His saints. Amen. Build His people. Build His church. Amen. And as you build His church, you're going to really see how God is setting you up, and He's building something in you, amen, which many are going to be blessed with, amen. And even your children are going to grow up, each one of them, amen, into such powerful, powerful men and women of God, amen. And the Lord is saying they're all in different seasons of their lives, but just know that I've got my hand on each one of them, amen. And God is perfecting that which concerns you. God is perfecting that which concerns them. Amen.
I know, Carl, we've had quite a few chats, but I really feel the Lord was speaking to me quite clearly. He said, you never had a desire to be a pastor or a lead elder. Never was your desire. But the Lord had already written that in your Lamb's Book of Life. You didn't desire it, but He already wrote it there for you. And what you're walking in today is not something that man made, but it was God made. Because it's already done years and years and years ago. In the early years when you were serving and serving and serving and just being working and serving, that was already written for you. So just walk in what He's given you. Embrace this season and enjoy this season, because it's already written in your Lamb's Book of Life. And Delia, God has really given you a mother's heart, and the mother's heart to be able to minister and to mother a congregation, to really have a heart of the congregation, for those. You really have a heart for people, and you love people, and you'll be with those that weep, and you'll support those that you support, because God has given you the ability to have a mother's heart. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Sure. Can we just bow our heads? Father, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, whether we've received a word tonight or not, just again, as we've heard you speak so tenderly and so personally over lives, Lord, that you know us intimately. Every one of us in this room tonight, Lord, you know us. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even when we're lost in sin, Lord, your word says that even while we were still sinners, Christ was sent for us, that you were sent to die for us on that cross. And Lord, even as you know us so intimately, Lord, that is your heart's desire for every one of us in this room this evening. And Lord, you desired it so much that you put your Son on a cross, that we wouldn't just have a religious experience, but we would be reunited with you in a relationship with you. Lord, you gave your everything. You gave your only Son. You sacrificed him that we could be reconciled to you. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit, I wonder if there's anyone in this place this evening that has not yet been fully reconciled to you, Lord, that they've looked at you from afar, Lord, and tonight there is a desire in their hearts to know you in the way that you've designed them to know you. But, Lord, there's this issue of sin. And I thank you, God, that you've paid the price for sin on the cross. Lord, that our sin that separated us from you has been placed in your Son, Jesus, that we could come and be reconciled to you. And so with all our eyes closed, I wonder if there's anyone here tonight that you've been hearing these words, you've been seeing how God is not far away, but he's here. And I wonder if you know that your relationship is not in the right place. You know that your relationship is not where it should be with the Lord. And you right now, you're cut off from him. But I want to tell you that the Lord is reaching out to you to come home. And all it takes is a surrender. And so without anybody looking around, I'd love you just to, if that's you, if you know you need maybe to commit your life to the Lord for the first time, or you need to, tonight, you know you've drifted from the Lord and you need to recommit your life so that you can enter back into such a personal relationship with him like you've seen tonight in people's lives. Is there anybody like that this evening? Would you be brave enough? And would you raise your hand?